Greetings, brethren. Want to thank you for your cards and your prayers with the passing of my lovely wife, Dolores. Your love and your concern for us and our family is greatly appreciated. We thank you for it very much. And we know the truth concerning the Word of God, that He delights in the death of His saints, because they now are resting, waiting for the resurrection to eternal life as a son or daughter of God. And when Jesus returns, all the saints in the grave going clear back to Abel will come out of their tombs and join the two witnesses who will be the first to be resurrected at the return of Christ. And all of us together will meet on the sea of glass in joy and happiness and understanding that now, when we return to the earth, the sorrows, the pains, and everything that has been going on for over 6,000 years will now come to an end at that time. And this is what Dolores looked forward to. And since our very firstborn, Deborah, unfortunately was born 2 months premature, and she died in September 1965. We are looking forward to seeing her again. What a wonderful time that will be, because we will also be there to help God with the second resurrection. So we know that the sorrow that we have will be temporary. And as Dolores would want me to do, to get out and do what God has me to do. Because just as the saints who preceded us have all died in the faith, their survivors had to go forward and to do what they need to do. But let's remember what Paul wrote concerning the resurrection. Now let's come here what Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 45. According as it is written, the first man Adam became a living soul, the last Adam, that's Christ, became a living spirit through the resurrection. However, the spiritual was not first, but the natural, then the spiritual. So this is what we all look forward to, brethren, the very spiritual reason why we are here. The first man is of the earth, made of dust. And as he told Adam, dust you are, and into dust you shall return. But the spirit goes back to God. And this is what he uses for the resurrection. The second man is the Lord from heaven, and is the one made of the dust, so also are all those who were made of the dust. And it says that if we live 66, or if by strength 80, God is pleased with that. And Dolores lived 76 years. Wonderful woman, smart, intelligent, dedicated, and serving the brethren, and taking care of the family, taking care of the house and the home. Everything about it she did with marvelous, wonderful dedication through thick and thin, through the joys and sorrows, through the ups and downs. And as is the heavenly one, so also who are all those who are heavenly. Now here is the promise for Dolores and all who are in the grave, all the saints down through time who have died. And as we have borne the image of the one made of dust, so shall we also bear the image of the heavenly one. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. It must come from God as a gift. It's not automatic. He writes, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all fall asleep, because at the end time, some will still be alive. But as we know, the way that time is going, most of us will end up in the grave. And that is a blessing, as we will see. While it's sorrowful for those who remain, because they have to go through the things going beyond what we have gone through. We shall not all fall asleep, but we shall all be changed. Now listen to this. In an instant, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. And that's what we're all looking forward to. So even though we have sorrow, yes, we've had sorrow for over 10 days here now, remembering all the things of the past, the whole family was able to be here. And we had a special commemorative interment at the cemetery. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. And that's the whole plan of God. Now when, and Paul didn't know when this was going to take place, and he'd been 2,000 years up to now. Now when this corruptible shall have put on incorruptibility, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall come to pass the saying that is written, death shall be swallowed up in victory. So Paul writes, O death, where is your sting? And all the sorrow that accompanies it, all that went with it. O grave, where is your victory? And think about all the cemeteries, all the deaths in war and sorrow and agony and martyrdom of the saints and destruction, all going to come to an end. And God has called us so that at the first resurrection, we can begin to end it forever. Now the sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. And so that's what God would have us to do. And that's what Dolores would have us to do, all of those of you who knew her, who loved her, who was with her. And we in the family miss her and went through the sorrow of death with her. And now she is resting in the grave, waiting for the resurrection. So that's going to be a wonderful thing. But for us, Isaiah has a message for us. Isaiah 57. The righteous perish, and there will be many of us who will perish, brethren, because there are many of us who are advanced in age. And that's all in God's plan and purpose. So don't be overly concerned, but when you go through the sorrow and you go through the difficulties, then know it will end forever. The righteous perish, no one lays it to heart, and merciful men are taken away, none considering, because they don't understand the plan of God. But we do. That the righteous are taken away from the evil to come. And isn't that true? Now here in the world, not just in America, but in the world, we are facing the potential and prospect of tremendous evil, such as we have never seen before. Dolores had been spared that evil, and it's going to get the worst, as Jesus said, since the beginning of the world. He or she shall enter into peace. They shall rest in their beds. That's a simile for the grave. Each one who walked in his or her uprightness. And all the things of the sorrows of the flesh, the overcoming the sin and death, will all be forgotten. And we will have the full joy of the Lord. Now then, let's look forward to what we find in the book of Revelation. When we come to the time that Satan will be removed, sin and death will be over, and we will all have eternal life. So here's the promise that Dolores wants us to look to because she's gone. Revelation 21. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. You see, just like Jesus, the night before he was arrested to be taken off and crucified, he kept his mind on the goal, and he knew that his hour had come. So let us do the same thing. Let us keep our minds on the goal. That's how we can get through the difficult times that are to come. For the first heaven and the first earth are passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem. That's where we're going to live. All the saints, all those in the first resurrection, be there with God the Father and Jesus Christ. That's what we look forward to. And that's the whole purpose as to why we remain alive and the things that we have to do. And if we perish between now and then, or the return of Christ, then those who come after us will have to pick up the baton and go forward themselves. New Jerusalem coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice from heaven say, "Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men and women, made perfect, perfected by God, raised from the dead, changed from flesh to spirit. And he shall dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And God himself shall be with them and be their God." That's the hope of the resurrection. That's the victory that Paul was writing of. "And God shall wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, because the former things have passed away." And he who was on the throne, that is God the Father, said, "Behold, I make all things new." Now, what is that going to be like? With the greatness of the vastness of the universe, all things new. Then he said to me, "Write, for these words are true and faithful. They will come to pass." And here is the victory. And he said to me, "It is done." Remember, There's a beginning, there's an ending. Christ is the first and the last, and he has the keys to the grave and death, so that we can be raised to spirit beings. It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. The one who thirsts, this is what we need to do. Thirst for the truth of God. Thirst for the Spirit of God. Thirst for the completion of the plan of God. Thirst to be faithful to the end of our lives. To the one who thirsts, I will give freely of the fountain of the water of life. The one who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. That's the view we need to take concerning the saints who die in the faith. And Dolores was faithful in everything. We're sorrowful that she has gone, but we know our sorrow will be turned to joy when we are all resurrected and together on the sea of glass. So keep this in mind as things come about and as time goes on, that we remain faithful unto death.